very early on, a year and a half ago, we suggested to the president that he ask the FBI, who's Lucifer 2.0? Now, we use non-sexist language applied to Lucifer 2.0. So he, she, or it is not only shadowy, not only demonstrably bogus, but Bill Binney and I, think we know who it is, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I want to say, first off, this is not forensics. This is the kind of intelligence analysis that I did, connecting dots and so forth. You know? And there is a revelation by WikiLeaks, again, documentary stuff from the CIA, which reveals cyber tools, one of which was used in 2016, and it's called Marble Framework. Now, what does that tool allow the CIA to do? Well, to hack into a server or a computer, disguise who hacked in, and leave telltale signs like, maybe Cyrillic, Russian language, and others to attribute the hack to somebody else.
Now, and who's that guy? Dervinsky was the founder of the KGB, and his name was left behind somewhere?
Yeah, inadvertently, they left behind Felix Emundovich, the first name and patronymic of Dzerzhinsky, the first head of the KGB. So whoever did this, they're saying the GRU, give me a break. GRU, I know that this is the Russian military intelligence agency. They're real pros. They're not going to leave Cyrillic behind. So we know who can do that. We know that it was used in 2016. We also know that as soon as that report came out, the New York Times, Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal said, do not report that. Do not let that in your paper. And indeed, the New York Times has kept it completely out of what this Marble Framework cyber tool can do.
Mm-hmm.
So our guess, and this is guesswork. Now, it's very different from all the other forensics and physics-based analysis that my friends in NSA do, or former NSA technical directors, and there are two of them in our group. It's connecting other dots. And when you have Vault 7 Marble Framework hanging out there with this capability, it's not a leap of imagination to say, maybe Lucifer 2.0 is John Brennan. Somebody ought to ask him.